USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a central witness in the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, was fired and escorted out of the White House on Friday. That's according to his attorney. President Trump, talking to reporters outside the White House, claims that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi broke the law by ripping up his State of the Union address.
It was a terrible, so disrespectful to our country, and actually very illegal.
More Americans are fleeing China, where the outbreak of the coronavirus started, and are heading home to the United States. One plane has already landed in San Antonio, and another is expected to arrive. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reminds everyone,
although the virus represents a potentially very serious public health threat, and we expect to continue seeing more cases here, the immediate risk to the American public is low.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
The Labor Department reports hiring increased by 225,000 jobs at the beginning of the year, with the unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Analysts point out the economy was not impacted by China's outbreak of the coronavirus or threats of a trade war. Elaine Carragiorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 225,000 in January, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.6%. Notable job gains occurred in construction, in healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
The economists point out there are more than 7 million jobs that are yet to be filled. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A new study out from the American Academy of Pediatrics says too much screen time for toddlers can directly impact their cognitive and physical development. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Turning to sports news, a public memorial is set for Kobe and Gianna Bryant. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A public memorial for a Los Angeles Laker icon, Kobe Bryant, and his daughter Gianna, and 7 other people killed in a helicopter crash in January, will be held later this month. The memorial will be held at the Staples Center in L.A. on February 24th, according to the Los Angeles Times. For weeks, people have been gathered outside of the stadium and the site in Calabasas where the plane crashed, killing Bryant, his daughter, Alyssa Altobelli, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Peyton Chester, Sarah Chester, Christina Mauser, and Ara Zobayan on January 26th. The Lakers held a tribute for Bryant and the other victims during their game against the Portland Trail Blazers last Friday. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said last week that the city was preparing for a memorial that will serve as a reminder of how much unity they have.
Former Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch isn't dismissing the idea that Houston's 2017 World Series championship has been tainted by the sign-stealing scandal that cost him his job. He tells MLB Network,
I hope over time it's proven that it wasn't, but I understand the question. We did it to ourselves. We're going to have to live and move forward and be better, better in the sport.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.